here at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, joined by Andrew Siciliano of NFL Network. First of all, thanks a lot for joining us. We watch you all the time. I wanted to ask you about the Bears quarterback situation. A lot of options for them in free agency in the draft. What are your thoughts watching from afar in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I think the biggest issue for them is there a quarterback there at three that they think can actually play right now? And I think the consensus is from everyone here in Indianapolis that regardless of which quarterback you like best, whether it's Kaiser, whether it's Trubisky, whether it's Deshaun Watson, maybe you're in the Patrick Mahomes business and you don't get him at three, but you get him later, that none of those guys are necessarily ready to step in day one. And the Bears are that unique team where, you know, you have some veteran parts where maybe you can make those veteran parts work if you get a veteran quarterback, and you have a coaching staff that certainly I think would want to win right now. You have a GM that would like to keep on building and build on the success he's had the last couple of years trying to put that team together in the draft. So what do you do? I think the better option might be go get that quarterback. If you love that quarterback at three, pick one, because everyone's got a different flavor here who you like in this quarterback draft. But then go find a guy to bridge between now and whenever you hand over the keys to that car to the other guy.
We've heard about all the names that could be available, might be available in free agency or trade. What are your thoughts on some of those guys and how well they would fit in and what it's going to take to acquire those guys?
I mean, look, Jimmy Garoppolo is allegedly off the market until he's not off the market, right? So anyone has a price. You have a price, Larry, I'm sure, right? I mean,
it's much lower than Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's much lower than Jimmy Garoppolo. It likely wouldn't take the 12th overall pick or the 3rd overall pick to get him. I don't know that the Bears would necessarily be the best suitor to overpay for that guy right now. Ian Rappaport, my colleague at the network, reported yesterday that Chase Daniel can be had. I don't know. It depends on what your price tag is for a bridge quarterback, assuming that guy is not going to be Matt Barkley or Brian Hoyer. Then what is your price that you want to pay while you wait for your quarterback of the future? And most people will tell you anyway that hypothetically, next year's quarterback class, hypothetically, because we're talking about undeclared underclassmen, is better than this year's quarterback class. So teams like the Browns or the Bears or whomever is looking for a quarterback right now has to weigh how much do I want to go all in this year. The Jets, another team, for example. How much do I want to wait? But so much can change between now and then. Go back, I don't know, 16 months ago, 18 months ago. How many people were talking about Carson Wentz? Forget about Carson Wentz in the top five, but Carson Wentz at all. Well, how many people were talking about Mitch Trubisky 8 months ago? Nobody. And now we're talking about him potentially in the top 10 or the top 5. So there will be somebody else in that conversation next year. We just don't know who that guy will be.
A lot of things obviously can change. And with the Bears, they go 3-13. But there is a pretty good young core. I believe we've had 5 guys all rookie the last 2 years. From afar, what is your impression of someone like Jordan Howard and also the young players that the Bears have to build on there?
No, I mean, he was a home run. And I think that, you know, when you have to make the decision to move on from such a valued member of your team, your locker room, your community like Matt Forte, you want to make sure that you replace him with a guy like Jordan Howard. Obviously, Jeremy Langford in there as well in between. But when you have someone that you could say, look, we didn't have to spend the farm to get this guy. We didn't get this guy on the opening night, and we got a cornerstone for our future. I think that speaks to what Ryan Pace is building. It also speaks to the ability, looking at this draft as well, how you can find a starting running back in later rounds. You know, how a guy, let's say, like Adrian Peterson may not find the market out there. Certainly not at $18 million, because you can get a running back later. But I also think it gives Bears fans, Howard specifically, some hope. I mean, the draft is all about hope for teams that don't make the Super Bowl, that go 3-13. It's kind of like your Super Bowl, right? Or make the playoffs. It's like your Super Bowl. I think they have plenty of reason to be optimistic.